Okay, we are back on the air thanks to the wonderful skills of my audio technician here in the studio. Okay, we have got a couple more things that we're going to talk about. One of the email, the one I was telling about, spring cleaning your computer. One of the things that mentions on this thing that he sent me was update your old technology. You know, you've got outdated technology. Now, computers are kind of just a little bit more than a cell phone when you need to replace them. You know, cell phones are about every 2 years. Something, you use it so much, you're going to break it. There's going to be new technology. You're going to get something faster or better or more powerful or cooler and sleeker or whatever. Computers are just a couple steps behind that. Usually it's 5 to 7 years maximum that you should replace your computer. We've got some people with computers 13 years old. We had a lady with Windows 98 the other day. Now, this is 2014. That is 16-year-old computer, right? And she's still using it. Whatever, she still wants to use it, that's fine. But you need to back those things up because the average life is 5 to 7 years. But one of the things in this newsletter talks about upgrading your old technology. Now, you might as well, you know, take care of your problems before they happen rather than after. Now is the best time, especially if you have Windows XP. And we've been talking about this quite a bit on the air and with my clients and so forth in Denver. But after 12 years, Windows XP is no longer going to be doing updates. Now, sometimes it's every Thursday they do an update. Okay, that's how many problems there are that hackers are trying to get into people's computers and screw it up. And that's why you need to stay up on those updates. Well, they're going to stop doing those on April, I should know this number, shouldn't I? It's something like April 8th. Okay. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen after that. Your computer is not going to just stop working. It's going to still turn on and you could still use it to get to places. However, it has been expected that there's going to be a 66% higher chance that you're going to get a virus or hacked into. 66%. Because what's going to happen is that Windows is going to fix all the problems for their other operating systems like Vista or Windows 7 or Windows 8. And when the bad guys realize, hey, look, they're patching it there, but they didn't patch it on XP. Therefore, we're going to hack into XP and, you know, put a virus or give them some spyware and pop-up ads and things like that. So to start with, you're going to have a 66% higher vulnerability to viruses and hackers after April 8th or whatever date is. The next thing is, if you are on a medical network, if you're a medical provider, I'm not sure about health insurance, but I know that if you're a doctor, lawyer, dentist, plastic surgeon, gynecologist, neurologist, or voodoo doctor, whatever kind of doctor that you are, it's an automatic HIPAA violation. Now, HIPAA stands for Health Insurance Privacy Act. And whatever it stands for, you are automatically in violation of the HIPAA laws and conditions if you have an XP computer on your network anywhere. Okay, that's something pretty drastic. So that's why hospitals for years have been switching their computers from XP to a different operating system, because one computer in a hospital network is in violation of the HIPAA codes. Another thing, now there's other software programs that will start not to work over the next year. Some of these are going to be like antivirus programs. Like right now, you cannot buy an antivirus program that works with Windows 2000 server. So if you have a server that's 14 years old and it's still working fine, you can't get an antivirus program for it. They don't write one, okay, because they know that Windows 2000 is not getting updated and not being protected by Microsoft. So their antivirus program is following along with that they're not providing an antivirus program. Some sections of QuickBooks are not going to be able to be updated. Okay, like there's payroll, anything to do with financial things are not going to be updated because the operating system is not being updated. So kind of a cascading effect there. Another aspect is that you may not be able to access certain financial websites like your bank or your stock company. And I actually called a couple companies and they were really kind of confused. They said, well, I mean, I had to kind of educate them a little bit about XP because I said, well, now you know XP is going away and because of that, it's a bad operating system and it's not secure. And I was looking on the website and I read this about this. And nobody at the bank or stock company really had a definite answer. All they said was, we don't know anything about that right now. But I'll tell you this, after April 8th or whatever day it is, you're going to see more holes in an operating system. So that could be something more vulnerable, like somebody hacks in and gets your bank account number and sends it to somebody else. Okay, so once I think that they realize that, I think they're going to start restricting access to their websites based on your Windows XP. That's my personal opinion. So that may be happening. And you know, sometimes you can't even get to normal websites, let alone the financial ones. So for instance, Internet Explorer 8 is the highest you can go to on on Windows XP. Okay, you can't go to Internet Explorer 9, 10, or 11. Those are the ones for the past 3 years that have upgrades. Well, you could only go up to Internet Explorer 8 on Windows XP. And one website that we know of is ABC.com, you know, the TV station, ABC. You can't get there on Internet Explorer 8 on Windows XP. So already, you're not even be able to get to a, you know, a TV station on XP using Internet Explorer. You could use something else like Chrome or Firefox and get on there. But Internet Explorer cannot be installed, therefore you can't even get to that website. And we think other websites are going to quickly be following. We've seen this with a couple other ones. Can't remember which one they are right now. But one more thing is that some financial agencies, like insurance agents, cannot use XP for any of their clients' information. You know, you've got credit card numbers and sensitive information like how many dogs does somebody have and stuff. You've got that on your computer, and they know that there's security holes in there, and they will not let you use XP if you're an insurance agent. ATM operators, you know, ATM, get your money out of a little machine. Something like 90% of ATMs, their core part of their computer system is Windows XP. So they have to really get hurrying on this. And they're talking about these upgrades and things they have to do to secure their system. But ATM operators, you know, have to be there. And other places that have certain compliance regulations. I know doctors, even at their homes, can't use wireless at their home, okay, because they may be checking their office email from the house, and you could have somebody hack into your network, so you can't use wireless if you're a doctor in certain, you know, HMOs and stuff like that. So you want to find out what is their policy, but I honestly think that this is not going to hit, and people aren't really going to realize this until about April 8th, so stay tuned. But this is a good time for you to start spring cleaning. If you've got a computer that's over 10 years old, you need to get a new computer, okay? Personally, you know, we have close to 6,000 clients. And our estimate is 20% of them still have Windows XP. So that's why we're really pushing for our clients to get their act together. But you should do that as well. Let's see. Another part of this article about spring cleaning talks about going paperless. And I cannot personally go paperless. I mean, you got things on paper, right? You need to make notes on certain things. But maybe you could use a cloud storage. So instead of just your computer, you could put it somewhere else. One of the best programs that we personally use in our office is called Dropbox. D-R-O-P-B-O-X, Dropbox. And that's where you could put some files, and then you can share it with certain people. Okay, not the whole world does not see this. Just certain people see it, and you protect it with a password. And you could share just one link to somebody else, or you could share an entire folder, or you could allow certain people to make changes. So let's say you're in an office and you have, you know, 25 forms for your agents to use and communicate back and forth between the office and the agents in the field or something. You set up a folder called Dropbox, and the main office drops the folders, the files in there, and all the agents can see and access them immediately. So that's called Dropbox.com. Google Drive is something else through Google, obviously, and it used to be called Google Docs. It's where you have shared spreadsheets and documents. You could upload all your files onto that. I think it's a little confusing, so I wouldn't automatically do that, because you have to convert your file from, say, Microsoft Word to a Google document, and you could have to change it from Excel to a Google spreadsheet. That's a little too much for some people. So Dropbox is a great way to share things, though. The great thing about Google Drive is more than one person can be on the same file at the same time. So let's say you have a list for a party, and you want to invite 100 people, and 10 people have to bring a dish with soup, and 10 of them have to bring chips, and 10 of them have to bring soda, and 10 bring desserts, right? You could share the spreadsheet, and other people can see it and sign up for those different things online, and more than one person can be there at the same time. So that's a great way to do things. You know, Microsoft has this new product called OneDrive, which actually used to be called SkyDrive. It's kind of funny, because it hasn't been called SkyDrive for that long. I mean, just a couple years, and they're already changing the name, which I think is going to actually confuse people. But anyway, they got this product called OneDrive, which will give you 7 gigs of data for free. That's really a lot of information. Most people don't even have 7 gigs of data, you know, if you don't count your music. Music uses a lot, but, you know, you add up all your pictures and all your documents, you may be less than 7 gigs. Well, they're giving that away for free because they're trying to catch up. They're playing catch up. Microsoft always catches up because somebody else invents it and Microsoft tries to steal it. So they're kind of catching up with Dropbox. They're catching up with Mozy and Carbonite people. iCloud is a thing that the Macintosh has for you to share things. So that's what Microsoft's OneDrive is. And let's see, what else do we got here? You can also, you know, check your antivirus program, because we always suggest one that does not. You should get a paid one, okay? Most all the free ones don't update as frequently, and they don't scan as well as do the paid ones, even though they may say they're the same product. You know, you really do get more when you actually pay for a product. And we're only talking $20 to $30 a year. So we think that's well worth it. And, of course, adding that Malwarebytes that we talked to you about a little bit earlier. And since we're on the topic, you know, we talked about replacing your computer, your XP computer, say. But let's say you replace your Vista or your Windows 7 computer with a new one. There's a lot of things to think about. Before, you know, you used to be able to just get a floppy disk and put your documents on it and move it to the other computer, right? And you move your address book and your set up your email and you're done with your computer in about an hour. Nowadays, people have so much data. We actually ask people to bring them into our shop because you can it takes overnight for a lot of this. A lot of pictures and music and videos and QuickBooks files and address books and multiple users. Like if you have mom, dad, and the kids, you have to transfer all of those, you know. So that's just a lot of work. So we do this thing overnight and charge a flat fee for it. So, but there's a lot of data to transfer now. And it takes longer than you think. We had a guy about a week ago say, look, I'll just come into the office. I'll just wait for you to transfer your data. And we told him how long it would take. And he, I guess, didn't believe us and just kind of waited around for 2 days. Okay. We had a problem with his email. We didn't have his right password and it wasn't working. But it took 2 days to transfer his information and get his email program to work again. So it does take a lot longer. You know, XP is going away in April 8th. And you want to plan well ahead of time, not just 1 week. You know, preferably a little bit more, just to give you an idea. You know, a new computer is only about $500 for a really good, fast computer, Windows 7 or Windows 8. You can go either way. But after you transfer the data, you've got to set up your printer, you've got to set up your backup and your emails, you know, reinstall your antivirus, and nobody knows where the disk is. And I thought I paid for this last year, but now I can't find the code. A lot of our customers don't believe that there are passwords for email addresses. They say, I just turn on my computer and I push sign in and my email pops up. And we have to explain that that's not the way it works, you know, on every computer. Otherwise, everybody would be checking your email, right? You've got emails and passwords and stuff like that. So you've got to get all that set up before we transfer computers. So anyway, a lot of information to think about for getting a new computer. But I really encourage you to get this done quicker rather than later, especially if you have Windows XP. Hey, we've got a great show and some great things to talk about right after this break.